somewhere and be appearing on it.
Well, the very first voice you heard there on this particular record is the voice of Adele Tracy from Godalming. Well, Robin Mayhew composed Refuse to Lose, all about inspiring young sportsmen and women to pursue their ambitions. And Robin's on the show now. Afternoon to you. Oh, good morning,
afternoon.
I should say. Good morning. Yes, it's been a long day, Robin.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you. I think I had afternoons on my mind because I remember hearing you a long, long time ago on our afternoon show with Alison Ferns when you first came up with this idea.
Well, you actually were the first guy to connect with it because I was talking to you about it and you said, you know, Jenny Day is doing this 100 Life thing.
Mm.
And you plugged me in there and it went on from there. So.
Well, I'm pleased to say that, you know, certainly in terms of from a local perspective, you've had some good success with this. What inspired you to get involved in the first place?
Well, I just thought that young people, you know, pupils, students, sort of up to sort of 20, 25, seem to have lost a lot of direction and ambition and incentive to do things. And I thought, well, okay, the Olympic athlete has to have absolute discipline and dedication, tenacity to get through to that goal. And I thought, well, if I can write a song that's sort of like a bit of a roadmap for people to do, not just school children, but everybody, you know, if you've got something that you want to succeed at and do, if you really look at all the things you've got to do to get there and take it all on board and focus, you've got a better chance.
And of course, your project really fits that kind of strapline that's been used of inspire a generation.
Yes, I think a whole generation of younger people. The idea has been, firstly, to get the schools invited to try and teach their pupils and students to sing it, hoping that the teachers, the parents will pick up on it as well. And now with the Olympics here, I'd love it to just be played, you know, and people could hear it and sing it. And with Adele, which was magical because she kept it such a secret. I knew nothing about it, and I'd have been jumping up and down if I had. It'd have been difficult to keep my mouth shut. But there she is. She's done that. And she's an example of just how the four people that I got to sing the song, wonderful, all motivated, all plugged in, all know what they want to do. And that's what we need, Mark. People like that, you know, and that spirit in young people and older people, you know.
And that must have been an amazing moment for you on Friday night to look on and see, you know, one of your performers having this key role.
Well, I know, but I looked at it, I thought, I know, just a minute, that looks a familiar face. and it went on from there. And obviously, you know, I didn't sleep very much.
No, absolutely. What's your background? Just remind us of your background, because music's sort of been in your blood, hasn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, back in the 60s, I had a band called The Presidents. I went on to work for David Bowie when he started his Ziggy Stardust era, which was an amazing period of my life at the early 70s.
And just before we go on to the 70s, just very briefly, because I remember listening with great interest to you when you were a guest on Ali's programme, because, you know, without wishing to knock your achievements actually since then, you almost could have been very, very big in the 60s, couldn't you? You were so close.
Oh, I know. With The Presidents, yes. But had I been writing songs there, Mark, I'd probably be, I don't know, dead, I don't know. I don't know, because it was such a wild time. No, we lost a wonderful opportunity by somebody nameless at Decca gave the song that they'd signed us to do it and to release this song. They gave it to Brian Paul and the Tremolos, who got to number 8 in the charts then with it. I think we'd have got probably a little bit higher in the charts, he said. But The President's website, anybody can go there and see all about that era. An amazing time.
Yeah, and as I say, well, read up on your website as well. Remind us, it's refuse-to-lose, isn't it?
That's right.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
And you can read up on your story, which is interesting in its own right. And also, you know, that's presumably how people can get hold of the single, is it?
Well, yeah, the single's free. On the website, you can download. The whole thing's non-profit making and totally free. It is available on iTunes as well, but I just want people to get behind it and sing it, and it would be wonderful if it became some sort of Olympic anthem, because it starts off quite darkly, as you just played, the Adele opening, and then it takes you on this sort of ride and into the chorus, which is very catchy, and once you start singing it, you'll probably curse me.
Well, I tell you what, it's very catchy indeed. And Robin, thank you so much for coming back on. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for all your help in Radio Sussex and Surrey in the past. I just get a bit miffed when I hear other BBC stations saying we won't play it until somebody local plays it, which is very upsetting.
Okay, well, at least we've done our bit for you, which is good news. Yeah. Robin, good to speak to you.
Cheers, mate. Yes.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Robin Mayhew there, who composed that song Refuse to Lose, and do check out that website, and also do read about him, because he's a fascinating guy. The time is 14 minutes to 9. There's a big musical guest on the way this afternoon.